This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is pleading with Congress and voters to take action against gun violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
My fellow Americans, enough.
In a rare evening address to the nation, the president noted attacks in Buffalo, Uvalde, Tulsa, where everyday places became killing fields.
How much more carnage are we willing to accept?
He's urging lawmakers to restore a ban on selling assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines, among other steps, or at least find compromises, like limiting firearm access for those with mental health issues. Their steps a bitterly divided Congress seems unlikely to take. And if it won't, the president says Americans are ready to act.
I believe the majority of you will act to turn your outrage into making this issue central to your vote. Enough, enough, enough.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine's president and said Europe is gradually moving towards refusing Russian oil. Volodymyr Zelensky spoke about an EU new package of sanctions against Russia during his night address to the nation Thursday. Zelensky said, naturally, Russia is trying to counteract. It has enjoyed the flow of petrodollars for a long time and does not want to change it, but it will have to. In his speech, Zelensky thanked the United States for sending the high-mobility artillery rocket systems to Ukraine. Zelensky said he expects weapons from other partner states, too. Speaking about the situation at the front lines, Zelensky said that Russia continues its fierce attack on the Donbas region. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Washington Thursday the support the United States and NATO allies are providing to Ukraine is making a difference every day, but that he does not expect a quick end to the conflict. Stoltenberg spoke with reporters outside the White House following a meeting with President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and Terrorist National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Also, Stoltenberg said he would not make a prediction about how long he expected the Ukraine conflict to last. The Chinese Foreign Ministry is reacting angrily to the news that the Biden administration will begin barring products made with forced labor in China's Xinjiang province from being imported to the United States. We get more on that story from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The new law is set to take effect June 21st. Under the law, U.S. customs officials will treat any goods that are made in Xinjiang as the product of forced labor unless the importer can show clear and convincing evidence that they are not. The U.S., Canada, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and a number of human rights groups have accused China of perpetrating genocide against Uyghurs with a regime that includes mass imprisonment, forced labor, forced sterilization, and so-called re-education camps. China has denied the allegations. A spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry warned on Thursday of dire consequences that would follow if the law is allowed to take effect. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
American children under the age of 5 could get their first COVID-19 vaccines as early as June 21st. The White House top COVID official said Thursday, if the two vaccines under review are approved by both U.S. government bodies responsible for such authorizations. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha said, it's important to do this right. And that's what this process has been all about. Starting Friday, he said, the federal government will make available 10 million doses for order by states, pharmacies, community health centers, and federal entities. Currently, only children older than 5 are eligible for 2-dose vaccines and for booster shots. If the vaccine is approved, the doses will be smaller than adult doses, Jha said. The government has encouraged suppliers to make vaccinations available outside of work and school hours so parents can easily access them. I'm Michael Brown reporting. This is VOA News.